Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me today on another weekday podcast. One of the people that I enjoy reading is a Franciscan monk by the name of Richard Rohr. He is an interesting cat. I love it to sit down and read and listen to what he says. I disagree with so much, and yet I learn so much. He has a great quote that says, "Until we learn to love others as ourselves, it's difficult to blame broken people who desperately try to affirm themselves when no one else will." Have you ever noticed how broken our world is? Have you ever noticed how broken you are? When I look in the mirror at times, what I see is a broken person. Because of sin, because of choices, because of selfishness, I could go on and on. And I sometimes literally just fall into the trap of being in the Bible but not doing the Bible. And I want to encourage you, if today you're broken in some way, maybe it's relationally, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, I want to encourage you to listen to the words of Francis Chan, who said, "Don't fall into the trap of studying the Bible without doing what it says." Over in 1 Peter chapter 1, the scripture says, "So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, for the scriptures say, 'You must be holy because I am holy.' And remember that the Heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your time here as temporary residents." Friend, isn't it great to recognize that this is just a stop along the way to eternity? But I believe that in our brokenness is where we receive Christ and we receive His power. We allow His Spirit to work in us best in our brokenness. Because we know that Jesus is drawn with a soft heart toward people who are broken. That's why He came, to redeem us, to put us back together, to heal us, to prepare us, and to create a home for all who believe. You know, that should cause us to say, "I'm so grateful." Rhonda Byrne once said, "Gratitude will shift you to a higher frequency and you will attract much better things." Friend, I want to give you this thought. For us to be able to live this life we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, we will have to insert gratitude into our life. It's one of the reasons we put together power routines, this 30-day power journal, where every day you insert with great intentionality gratitude into your life. Because like Richard Rohr says, until we learn to love others and ourselves, it's difficult to blame broken people who desperately try to affirm themselves when no one else will. Friend, listen, that's the hamster wheel many of us are running on. And I want to give you a medicine that will cure that problem. And the medicine is gratitude. Because gratitude will indeed shift you to a higher frequency and allow you to exercise self-control, to allow you to put your faith into action and to take grace and turn grace into a verb where you can live in His grace. Today, my friend, I want you to join me as we close this podcast in prayer. God, would you give every listener the ability to live in gratitude, not to fall into the trap of studying or hearing the Bible without doing what it says. And let us recognize we are broken people living in a broken world, and you've called us that you want us to be a partner with you in helping other broken people. Lord, we love you and praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So friend, today, know that you are prepared for action and that you can put your faith in complete forward mode and move with His power and His strength. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for today's weekday podcast, and I look forward to seeing you over on the weekday meditation at weekdaymeditation.com or on the Sugar Hill Church app. God bless you. Bye now.
thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.